Blog Talk Radio.
We reserve the right to not disclose personal and private information, and the views and opinion expressed on the Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mir are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policies and position of our organization. Any content provided by our authors are of their own opinion and not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, organization, or individual. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show. Before I get started, you know I like to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection. Thank you for this word that's going forth, Father God. Help it to help someone be set free. In Jesus' name, just have your way. Amen. So I'm excited about today's show, so let's begin.
I actually started writing in 2013. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I didn't start writing because it was my desire to write. But no, I actually had just left an abusive relationship, an abusive engagement, domestic violence. I'm a survivor of domestic violence as well as bullying. So God gave me this ability to write as a means to free myself. And that's how I started writing. I started writing with a notebook. I started writing with a pencil. And I just started jotting down some things. And God just said, okay, this is why I have you writing, because writing is going to free you. So that's my number one point. I want you to understand that writing frees you, okay? It frees you from the space occupied with your hurt. Sometimes we go through a lot of different things in this life. Oh, thank you, Jeanette. Sometimes we go through a lot of things in life, and as women, what we tend to do, I know for me, I take a lot of mental notes, right? It's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to take a mental note. Or if something is happening in your life, you tend to keep it in here, but to not free a space for God to use you, for God to strengthen you, for God to download more stuff in. It's kind of like, how can, you know, I'm reminded of Amos, and it says, how can two walk together except you be agreed? So how can God try to free you, but you're not in the position where you're trying to be free? You have to declutter. Just like every season, you have to declutter. You have to shift some clothes. You have to shift some shoes so that you can prepare yourself for the next season. So I want you to think about that as it pertains to writing. Writing gives you the ability to free yourself from hurt or whatever is going on. And that's what helped me. It gave me the ability to walk in my freedom. All right. Number two, writing gave me the ability to reflect. How often do you reflect, sis? Not many of us reflect. And here's why I believe some people don't reflect. I can speak for myself. You know, just think about how close you are to a situation or how close you are to your family, your friends, your job, anything that really stresses you out. How close are you? You are kind of like the common denominator in every situation that you face. And everything that bothers you, you are the common denominator because it affects you, no one else, okay? So I want you to do this. Take time. That's why writing is good, because it helps you to reflect. Sometimes we can't see things right when we're close to them, but when you take a step back and you just write these things down and you go back to it and you say, hey, I didn't know I actually went through this. Hey, Allison, yay, you was able to join. You're able to go back and see, you know what? Now I see why there's a pattern of this. Now I can see why this is happening. Sometimes we can't see what is happening because we are not reflecting. So writing is good because it helps you to reflect. It helps you to recall some things that you may not be aware of. Sometimes we live in this microwave society where we just keep going like an energizer bunny. But understand this, God wants us to pause. He wants us to take that Selah moment, and many of us can't do that because we're being wife, we're being mom, we're being sister, we're being aunt, we're being a whole lot of things for a lot of people, but we don't have that solid foundation. Yes, we hurried in that. Oh, thank you, Allison. Yes, Jeanette. We have to understand that we are trying to be a lot of things for a lot of different people without noticing and acknowledging we're not being a lot of things to ourselves. So writing helps freeze yourself, okay? It helps you to the ability to reflect on some things, to recall some things. You know, I can ask my mom and I say, okay, mom, well, when I was a child, what did I do? And my mom would say, I don't know, Mary. It's been so long ago. And all that I can do is really laugh at her. But that's why it's important for you to write these important things down so that you can reflect. And you can actually, when you reflect, you're able to get the answer that you need. You'd be surprised. If you just take a step back from a situation or people, you would be surprised at the answer you get. Trust me. It happened to me. It's like, I'm so close up on something, I can't see the truth, but when I take a step back and reflect, I can actually see what it is that I need to do, okay? Number three, writing gives you the ability to dream. Yay! Dream, visualize. What do you want to do? Where do you want God to take you? When have you visualized and dreamed where? Did God give you a word to say he's going to take you somewhere? These are things we need to understand. This is the ability to dream. Writing, it's no limitation. You can visualize whatever you want. God placed on me, I would say, before this house he placed on me, so that had to be at least over 4 years he placed on me, just a house with a island in the kitchen. And I said, okay, Lord. But then, you know, my husband and I couldn't agree on the house. So we actually chose the second house that, you know, was our second choice. But I said, okay, God, you gave me this vision. And I know that it's going to come to pass. I don't know how it's going to come to pass, but I know where I'm at. This is not it. So writing gives you the ability to dream and visualize. That's why so many people, they have different genres of writing, because people, you know, they have fantasy and romance, all this other stuff, but writing gives you the ability to dream. And sis, I want you to dream. Write down your dream. You know, the word tells us, write down your vision and make it plain. What is it that you are believing God for? What are you standing on? What did he give you? He didn't give you just your name. He gave you a destiny. So he wants you to reach your destiny, but you can't see your destiny. I never thought of that. Awesome, Jeanette. What you never thought of, you just have to think about, it ain't just your now. God is concerned about your past, your present, and your future. So what's in your future? Is it where you're at? No. Well, let me dream on paper. Let me write this stuff down. What did you give me, Lord? All right. So number four, I want you to understand that for me, I learned that my story is not just for me. Okay. Some of us write to journal, to become free, dream on paper. Yes. Dreaming on paper. Yes. You have to dream on paper. Understand that it's something about seeing it. On this day, I dreamed this. And years later, here it is. God brought it back to you. So just think about that. You're able to meditate on it. You're able to declare it, decree it. These are some things that happen. See, I'm a visual person. Okay, I want to go back to, okay, what happened on so-and-so day? You don't have to jot down everything, but understand that you have to always be in a position of dreaming, because God has so much in store for you. But if you're not giving him something to go on, come on, sis. If he say he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can even ask or think, come on. What are you asking for and what are you thinking about? Let's put that on paper. Let's dream on paper. Okay? So number four, what God has given me was the ability to help others so that they can become healed. And my story, it took me a while, I would say. I didn't really know my actual audience. Right in, let's see growth. Yeah, absolutely, Allison. Yeah, so I really didn't know my audience, and actually, I knew my purpose, but I didn't know my actual niche, in a sense. And it wasn't until I became part of this organization and another organization where God just put the puzzle piece together, and it's like, you've been struggling for 5 years working on Motivational Mary, and you not even knowing this is what you're called to do. And I said, okay, God, now I see that. So that's why I have the ability to help others when it pertains to writing a book. Now, let me tell you something. Not everybody has a desire to write a book, but I want you to understand the benefits of actual writing. Writing helps you to become free. Writing helps you to reflect. Writing helps you to dream and help others. There's someone that's trying to get something, okay? Let's just say God may give you a word for someone, and you may say, okay, Lord, I'm not sure this word is for me. It may not be for you, but it may be for someone else that you may come in contact with. So whatever God gives you, make sure that you write it down. And my beginning stage of healing from domestic violence, I always used to just keep a pen or pencil or a notebook by the bed. And it's like God would just download some stuff in me, and he just did it that whole year. And the next year, I wasn't going to write a book. But it was confirmed through my pastors, two of them, that this is something that I needed to do. Did I know how to write a book? No. I had to do the research to learn how to write a book. Was there some trial and error? Yeah, definitely some trial and error and a couple $1,000 trying to learn how to write a book. But God giving me that ability to not just write a book to make supplemental income, but to write to help others. Write so that people can see it on paper. Sometimes people cannot receive what you have to say verbally, but when they read it on paper, they can receive what you're saying. So me, like I said, I'm a visual person. Sometimes if you say something to me, I may not get it right away, but if I see it on paper, I'm like, okay, now I can understand it and I can go back and read it. Because sometimes, yes, Demetra. Hey, Demetra, writing to help others. That's awesome, Mary. Yes, you have to learn. Just think about writing to help others. It's not just for you. And, you know, I started, this was my first book, okay? This was my first book. And this was after God downloaded a lot of things in my spirit in 2013. This was part of my healing process. Everything that I wrote, it was like, part of my healing process, everything that God gave me is in this book. And I'm like, God, man, you just downloaded that stuff in me. I didn't know it was for a book. But what I did with this, I was able to go back, and this is like a daily devotion. It doesn't look the same now because I revamped it. But what I was able to do, I was able to apply each daily devotion to my life and write down what came to mind at that moment, okay? And then I was able to go back years later and look at this and say, man, God, you are just awesome. This is where I was, and this is how I was able to apply it to walking in my healing. Writing freed me. So I want you to understand that. My second book was this book, which is a kid's book. It's the Great I Am kid's book. I feel like I do that now in social media posts. Absolutely, Allison. God is trying to reach the masses, and there is no limitation to how God wants to reach the masses. If you're writing on a picture or if you're writing in your notebook, whatever, I want you to take that time to write. Demetra, yes, you get to see your history with God. Yeah, that is true. You get to see your history with God. This is my, this is my third book. This is actually, let me tell you about God. That's another thing about writing. You know, when it comes down to, like I said, when God wants to free you, okay, God used the method of writing for me because I was able to look back and see, okay, this is the area where I had to grow. This is the area where God wanted to free me, okay? So God kept downloading some things, and he wanted me to write an autobiography. And I'm like, I don't want to write an autobiography just simply because, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you get caught up with, oh, man, how is people going to view me if I write this stuff down in this book? And when I tell you this, that God is purposeful-minded in the gift that he has given you because it helps someone else. And my third book, I would say this is, I'm not going to say my pride and joy, but this is part one of my story. And it's how a teen went from being rebellious. This is the third book, but it's under Mary Wyatt now. So it's titled The Girl Who Lived Behind the Fence, okay? If you interested in it, you can visit motivationalmary.com. It is available on every book retailer website that you can find. And this book, it just made me become vulnerable because I knew God wanted to do a great work in me, but not just for me, for someone else. And I remember getting a testimony from someone that purchased the book, and they was like, is she talking about me? They didn't actually purchase the book, but someone purchased the book, and the book was on their nightstand, on someone's nightstand, and the relative just came by and picked up the book. And she was like, let me read this. And she sat down, she read it. I think she had coffee or something she was drinking. And she just said, is she talking about me? And the lady was like, no, she's not talking about you. This is her actual story. Yes, God is mindful. And when I tell you the stuff that I went through, it was relationship minded with many failed relationships. And going through destruction, deceit, disease, it's a lot of stuff that I had to go through and having the loss of my father. So these are things that God had to, he had to gut me out so that I can help someone else, to let them know that no matter what you go through in life, no matter what choices that you face in life, you can overcome it and you can get through it. And I'm going to read this just because it's about writing. So this part, it is a practical guide at the back, and it says, get your mind right. So it's like a practical guide for you to evaluate whether or not you're living in hot pursuit or hot pursuit. Hot pursuit is living recklessly, not for God. Hot pursuit is living for God. So
I want to thank you for joining us on today's show. Understand you have the opportunity to write your way out. This is the process for your healing, recovery, and to set others free.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.